Okay. Right. So, aside from the whole kerfuffle, which is always the most fun thing, especially with me, welcome to Client Charisma Codes. So, this is a free day event, and it is a free day event, which is pretty awesome. But I want you to actually consider this more as like a paid course, like something you actually paid for, because I don't want you to think that this is just something that, it's just something that you just kind of listen to and you just kind of forget about. Because everything that I do, I put all of my energy into, and I do not give you kind of like half-ass stuff. I don't give you stuff that's like, oh, this is like something that you put in a lead magnet, and you read it and it's like, oh, this is stuff that everyone puts in a lead magnet, So this is more of a real introduction to my energy, to really actually introduce you into things that not a lot of people even talk about half the time as well. So, Client Charisma Codes, I want to get you started in what this actually is. So, yes, it's called Client Charisma, but it's not about just getting people to like you. It's literally the energy. So, in this entire masterclass, I don't want any of you taking notes unless it's the replay. I want you to actually listen because this is the feminine frequency. This is not the masculine frequency right now. Like everything that I do, I find I get burnt out if I stay masculine for more than 10 minutes. So when we are in the feminine soft frequency, we allow everything to come in. We allow the softness to come in. We get really excited with this energetic feminine flow, right? So when we really get to experience this energy, what we get to feel is receive. And this is going to be a whole different take on it. So the energetic frequency of client charisma is more of attraction. But the thing is, it's like who we are, the embodied frequency of it, because we are our best customers, we are our best clients. Who we are, we attract, and we attract more of that. So behind every sale, every DM, every sign up, there's always a human. And I always like to think there's someone who is like us on the end of that sale. And when we are going through that sales experience, how are we feeling? And a lot of client charisma, it's a lot of emotional intelligence. So when we are considering, like who is that person on the other end of that sale? On the other end of that, because a lot of people, and I hear this a lot, like, have you ever had those DMs that say, like, oh, I'll help you get 100 new leads, I'll generate these leads for you, I'll generate this? Like, please stop calling them numbers. Please stop calling your clients numbers. Like, yeah. They're people. They're people. And all of my clients, I fucking love them. They have human personalities. They're not AI generated. They're not leads. They're not numbers. Like I've got a client that's a paranormal investigator. I have a client that's a personal trainer. I have, like I have all these people that are from all different kinds of, all parts of the world. Some speak like four languages, some speak like two. Some people have never even experienced anywhere that is not the UK. So it's like everyone is a human. So everyone has their own experience. So when we are considering, who we are attracting and who we are becoming a magnet for, we're really thinking about their experience and creating this beautiful experience for them. Because what I have been really good at, no matter what business I have ever run, whether it's God, like social media managing or copywriting or hairdressing, it literally doesn't matter. I've done so much, but I have always had clients for more than 2 years. And the truth is, it's because I have such a high emotional intelligence, but I also consider their experience. I massively consider their experience at any given point because they are all human. So, the absolute truth, if I'm being absolutely truth, like I was never like a charismatic person. I was always like the really quiet one, and I'm not going to get into much myself because I want you guys to learn something. I was the type of person where like People used to tell me to talk to people because I refused to. I did not want to talk to anyone, and if I did, I didn't know what to say. So I would talk about my gay cat. And people didn't like that either. If I said anything slightly, just slightly out of line, like one time someone, like a client came up to me and said, "Oh, where should I eat?" And I was like, "I'm so sorry, I only eat at McDonald's." And oh, I got a heckle out of that one. I was brought into a meeting for like nearly 3 hours because I didn't know what else to say. And I heard the whole room gasp as soon as I mentioned the M word, you know? So I was never the charismatic person. I never knew what to talk about. And yet somehow I became the person that would hold clients for years. And I would become the person that would attract clients that resonated with me. And it's like that's the other side of the energy. When you connect to these soul connections, it's about connecting who is, you know, a resonant to you, who is aligned to you. So, my gosh, here is where it all starts. And this is what I want you to start thinking about. Because, like I said before, we are our best clients. We are the models. We become the role models. So when we consider the universe, right? The universe, you know, really puts everything into tenfold, doesn't it? Whatever you give out, it gives you back. And you know what they say about women, like, because I always say this, like, with client retention, love, the energy and frequency of love is so important. It's so important. My God, I got an unknown caller. It's so important because they actually come together. It's why if you see me post about my partner Liam, it's because they're all connected. They're two very similar frequencies. Two very similar frequencies. So when I create love, right? I create like these like little spaces, and I create these little spaces in where I am. And I create them to be the highlight of my absolute day. So before I would enter the world at work, I would say, like, okay, I need some place to just relax. And so I would find like a coffee shop. I'd find this coffee shop and I would go up to the counter and then I relax, I go into my soft femme. And I say to myself, okay, I'm going to be my best client. And the more I love myself, and the more I embody the frequency of being my best client, and I give someone else that like experience and be their best customer, the more I actually get that back. I do this all the time. I have lost count how many coffee shops know my name. Or know me as Mocha and Croissant Girl for like the last 10 years of my life. Like, I have like gone to places for about a year straight, and then several years later, when I go back, they're like, "Oh my God, it's Mocha and Croissant Girl." I used to get to a point where I actually couldn't change my order. I would open the door, and they would have it ready for me by the time I get to the counter. And now I would say, "I'm so sorry. I actually wanted a green tea today. Like, I can't have coffee today." But no, I wasn't allowed to change my order. But the funny thing that happened there was, even to this day, my local coffee shops, not only do they know me by name, but they know my order. They know if I've accidentally ordered something wrong because I'm too tired to order my own coffee. And they're like, "Oh my God, Lauren, you ordered the wrong thing. Like, do you want me to check that for you? Like, we just have the newbie that's here. I'm so sorry." And I'm like, "Dude, that's fine." And then they bring the coffee over to me while there's a bunch of people waiting in line. And if my family, if my friends go and line up, if my partner lines up without me, they're like, "Is Lauren there? Is Lauren with you?" If I go to any place that I've ever been like before, like years back, they're always like, "Oh my God, how are you still there? Are you still doing this?" They remember me. They even remember my crazy orders, like coconut latte with extra whipped cream and cinnamon and caramel. And but I am my best client. I always leave the best reviews. I refer people. I tell people, like, oh my God, you should see Jack at Starbucks. You should see, Dean at this place. You should see this person at this place. I am my best client. I am my best customer. So then I get that in return every time. And I know for a fact my clients, when they refer and recommend other people, I trust them. Like, I trust them. And I know they're always going to recommend me the best people. The best people. So this is like the frequency of love. Like, so when I walk into these coffee shop spaces, they are my safety. They are my loving spaces. These are my feminine energy spaces where I am okay to just smile, talk to the people at the counter, and just have a wonderful, great time. But the thing is, it's not even just coffee shops. It's not even just being your best client. Client retention is all about relationship building. It's about your other relationships. Your other relationships. This is why I talk about my partner so much, my friends so much online, and all the experiences that I have. It's like my partner and I, we have a very big age gap. I'm 27 and he's 20. And you know what? That freaked me the fuck out at first. And it really did. But there's a whole emotional intelligence around that. And this is another thing that you need to think about, the emotional intelligence, and to have like a lot of like love and hold for that space. And I shared a post yesterday, and I wanted to reiterate that here. I had a client yesterday who also happens to have a son who is the same age as Liam, but also is in the exact same kind of like thing. Like, she's 7 years older than her partner, and she's always found it weird to be in that age gap too. And I said to her, you know, there is a real emotional intelligence that comes when you decide to date someone like that much younger. Because even though at first I was like, absolutely the fuck not, because technically their brain isn't fully developed. And mine only just has, technically. So I'm getting into a relationship where I'm technically part of that raising process. So what is their parents gonna think? So now I'm thinking about their parents, I'm thinking about their family. When I think about my clients, I'm the same. I'm thinking about like the person that they are becoming for their family, for their friends, for their partners. It's a whole emotional intelligence that surrounds that. And that also goes with how I treat Liam, how I treat my family, how I treat my friends. And that resonates with my clients. Your relationships resonate with all that. And I said to my client yesterday, I may be part of his raising process. But I have to be a good influence. So I am not a parent, but I'm an influence. I'm a strong influence, like his friends. And so I have to be a good influence. I have to be a role model. And therefore, I have to be someone that his parents can trust, his family can trust, and know that I can keep him safe. So everything that I do with unconditional love. I do with absolute unconditional love. That includes my clients. I had a client, she's coming on Saturday. She's coming on Saturday, like one of my old hairdressing clients. And she just had a baby a month ago. And I have been with her journey when she was struggling to have a kid to like finally being able to fall pregnant, in the middle of being pregnant, and now she's had a kid. And this is her first appointment, you know, since having a kid. So I'm saying to her, okay, look, this is probably your first time away from your baby. And, you know, you're probably not, you know, I don't know how long it's going to be until you might feel a little bit stressed, until you might feel, you know, you want to be as close to your baby again. You might not want to spend too much time away from them. And hairdressing appointments can be pretty long. It's a full-length service. It's for like color and cut and wash and blow dry. It takes time. So I'm thinking you can bring the baby with you if you need to. What about, if the baby needs feeding, if the baby gets too hot? The room, unfortunately, is going to have chemicals. So if she's able to bring her partner, Dan, or someone else, and also I have dogs. I have dogs. If they're like, I could always arrange something else. So I'm always thinking a million steps ahead. And it takes a lot of emotional intelligence to understand your clients. And this is why I bring this up. Because when we share love and emotional intelligence, this is what creates client retention. So, going back to the coffee shop, these are micro moments where I create that safety, where I create these little highlights of my day. And I want you to create little highlights of your day. Where you can walk into a place and say, I'm going to make this my moment. I'm going to make this my moment to just absolutely adore this space. Create something. Make someone's day. I want to make someone's day. But this is also where I want you to think, because this is the law of giving and receiving right now. Because you know where you want to make someone else's day, right? Are you going to let them make your day? The amount of times I've had people give me stuff for free because they just love the fact that I come every day, or that I visit all the time and that they know me and they're like, oh my God, here's some free stuff. Like there have been times in Starbucks where they're like, oh, just have it, it's fine. And I'm like, oh, okay, wonderful. So the thing is, you know those moments. You know, where someone compliments you and you don't take that compliment. Where they're like, oh my God, you're so pretty. And you're like, ah, so are you. And that was like a dude. You're like, you're pretty too. And you just don't say thank you. Or those moments where someone tries to give you a gift and you're like, oh, you really did not have to. Someone tried to make your day, but you didn't let them. But you want to make other people's day, right? I was like this like for ages. Like I absolutely like love overgiving. I love overgiving, and I always feel bad or guilty or embarrassed if I let someone else give to me. Because we're just good people like that. But people want to make your day because it makes their day too. So. In giving and receiving, I want you to think, how are you not receiving? Because if at any given point you are not receiving anything, you're not going to receive your clients. You could practice this where you become the highlight of your day. You walk into a coffee shop or a cafe or, a restaurant, and you be your best customer, you be your best client, make their day. But if you're not willing to receive that yourself, if you're not willing to receive a compliment, if you're not re willing to receive a free gift, you're not going to attract the same tenfold. You're not going to attract your dream client because you might be acting as your dream client, but if you're not going to receive, if you're not allowing yourself to receive and allowing people to spoil you, then how can the universe give that back to you in tenfold? How can the universe give you in tenfold? So you can be the role model and say, "Hey, universe, I'm being the exact thing that I want." And this was the point I was about to make until someone tried to call me. Where women are often said like to, show you how they love first. And then they will treat you how you treat them. This is what the universe is like. So when we become our role model client, like, hey, universe, this is what I'm doing. This is what I'm doing over here. This is what I'm doing. Like, I'm role modeling my client. Like, hello. I'm doing the thing. I'm doing everything. I'm being the best. I want this. So we're role modeling. But then the universe is getting a bit confused because you don't want to receive it. So, it's trying to treat you. It is. It's trying to treat you, but you're not letting it. You're not letting it. So, but that's the thing. I want you to start thinking. I want you to start thinking, why are you not letting it in? Why are you not allowing yourself to just receive? Because the more we put that out, we're not going to actually attract anything at all. Okay. Right. Just double checking my notes because I ramble so much. Okay. But the other thing is that I always talk about soul connected clients. Soul connected clients. So, what is the difference between that and just receiving your best client? So, it's like, you can picture someone that just resonates with you. Absolute resonates. Someone that just connects to your soul. When you just meet someone, you just don't understand why the fuck you get along with them. You just do. You just do. So when I talk about, like connecting to your soul connected clients, I'm talking about people who could be like a piece of you. Someone that, is so different from you, but so similar. And this is so true. Like all of my clients, all of them, it's almost like I'm just talking to like someone who mirrors me, someone who is a resonance of me. And I'll meet them, I'm like, oh my God, I could talk to you for like 10 hours straight, but I won't because I 'cause probably get bored of me talking too much. I'll get a sore throat. But every client I've ever had, ever had more recently in the last 2 years, I always seem to attract soul resonant clients. And it's because I started embodying soul connections. And when I started embodying soul connections, this is also, once again, this also connects to love. This is why people confuse me with relationship coaches. I'm not a relationship coach, I swear to God. But this is how I met Liam. And this is how you can tell if it's a soul connection, right? So when I met Liam, so we were working together in a superstore, and we were in two completely different spaces of our lives. Two completely different spaces. He was going through a terrible time losing someone, and then I was like, I was there because I couldn't afford my ex's Christmas gift. We noticed each other, but also did not know the other person existed until I decided to work through a lot of limiting beliefs in March 2024. And as I did that, I realized my ex was the problem. And then all of a sudden, I had this intuition. I had to write a book. And if you saw on my personal page, I shared the AI generated image of this image that I had in head of one of the main characters, a guy with who's like super super tall with a jawline super sharp, pale ass skin, blue eyes and black hair. Later that month, I actually met Liam. I actually spoke to him for the first time. Never even took any notice of him before. Never spoke to him before, and he never really noticed me before. And then we started noticing each other. I started getting like actual like this was weird. I started hearing, I never had this in my life. I started hearing, you need to talk to him. You need to ask him for a frappuccino. You need to like create this thing called Frappuccino Tuesdays and get to know him. It was the weirdest thing, and for him, he was like, where did she come from? Did she always used to work here? Like, what the fuck? Like, what's her name? Like he was asking his friends, it's like, how old is she? Like, he thought I was younger than him, which was hilarious. But I think it's because I'm literally half his fucking height. He's nearly 7 foot tall. But there was just something, and it didn't make sense, but we were drawn to each other. And then when I left my ex, I had no intention of getting into another relationship. But there was something about Liam, and the idea of him not being in my life hurt my soul. And I said this to my friend. It hurt my soul, the idea of him not being in my life. And the first time I ever hugged him, I actually had this image, and we both said this at the same time. As we were hugging each other, we were like, oh my God, it's like we have done this a thousand times before. And I actually felt and even saw, I never had this in my life. It was like I said to him, it's like I found you again. It's like I found you again for the millionth time in every past life, every life that we've ever had. I've never had that before. And I, ever since, have been attracting even more soul-aligned clients. People who actually feel like little pieces, like they're little nuggets of me. So I wanted to share that story because that is going to bring you to a new resonance and new type of client. Soul-aligned clients, people who feel like little nuggets of you, because they're not just so similar to you. They're people who help you grow. Like the client I was speaking to yesterday, I had learned so much from her. She reminds me of me. She's very much so similar to me, but she's like 30 years older. 30 years older than me, but she's like a version of me. And everything that she has spoke about has actually helped me with my relationship with Liam. And the amount of things that I have learned and grew from, like health coaches and other people. These are people that are brought to me for me to help them, but they in turn help me in ways that I have never even realized. They help me grow, they help me expand, and I help them do the same. So I wanted to like totally break this open with a new kind of client that we don't even think about. This is not about lead generation. This is not about just making the sale. This is not about, adding the quantity of people into a call. Like, I don't care if I get 1,000 people or no people. But if I connect to one, if I connect to two, if I connect to people who are actually soul aligned, people that, people who are people. It's not about the quantity. It's about the person that you're actually connecting to because everyone is a human. And that, this is where we circle back to the first thing that I said. Everyone is a human. And so everyone has a story. Everyone has feelings and everyone is their own main character. So when we consider, their own lives, they stay with us because we care about them and they care about us. My clients support me and I support them. My clients love me and I love them. I have clients that literally say to me, "Is that all you want?" Because I'm happy to give you more because they want to support my business. That is the difference between soul aligned clients and just numbers. Like people matter. So that is what I wanted to say. So, as a takeaway, I want you to get into the idea of soul connected clients. Think about what that really means. If your clients were just pieces of you, like people who are going to help you grow and you help them grow, you get to see their life. You get to be a part of their life. You get to be their fairy godmother. Because they're the main character of their own story, and you're helping them grow, and you think about all the ways that you are helping them in their life. Even if you're a hairdresser, think about how their hair It's just absolutely gonna look so amazing. I have just, oh my God, actually, she's getting married this weekend. I just did someone's hair. She's getting married this weekend. And her whole, she's never been blonde before. Her whole family was so excited. They loved her hair. Her partner thought she was beautiful. And it's that's a whole entire different experience. And now she's gonna feel great for her wedding. When we create these little experiences, if you're a coach, if you're a marketer, if you're a social media manager, if you're a VA, how are you making their lives easier? How are you making their lives more expanded? How are you, like, it's not even just in their business. Not even just in their business, in their life. Because this is what I care about. I want to know that I'm making a good influence, just as I am with my partner, Liam. I care that their family know that I am a safe person to help them expand and grow. I am part of the raising process for everyone. And that's going to be you as well. And this is part of the responsibility of doing what we do and having clients. And when we have soul connected clients, we care about every single one of them. No one is just a number. No one is just a number anymore. All right. And once we figure that out, I also want you to find a place and make it the highlight of your day. Be your best client. When you walk into that coffee shop, into that cafe, into that restaurant, sink into your feminine energy, put on your smile, really soften into that space, and think, if I am my best client, and this is my highlight of my day, and I'm going to make this the highlight of theirs, and they're, I'm going to allow them to make this the highlight of my day as well. Allow to receive. And you walk up to the counter, you have a fun conversation, get to know them. And over time, they get to know you. See that transformation. See how you become magnetic. Because these people still remember me over years, these coffee shop places. Even when they stop working there and they bump me on the street and they're like, oh my God, Marco and Croissant Girl, after 3 years of not even going to that coffee shop anymore. How can you become magnetic when you hold that space in one space today? And it's all about practice. All right, that is it. That is it for today. And I'll see you tomorrow. I'll see you at tomorrow at 2 p.m. because I did actually change it. So yeah, I'll be taking any Q&As, but I will stop recording because I don't want to do recordings on Q&A. So 1 sec. And stop.